There have been studies done this year on social media that looked at all the teams in baseball and how they interact with their fans, and the Cubs were number one in all of baseball, which we're really proud of. Hi, this is Kevin Sagey, Manager of Communications with the Chicago Cubs, and you're listening to Dane on WGN Radio.
WGN. It is Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and although it is unseasonably warm, it is definitely not summer. But when summer comes around, Cubs fans are going to be excited at what is going to be a long string of successful seasons, and as Cub fans want to get out there and experience more about the game and share more about the game, the social media aspect is coming into play. And on the line with us now, we've got the communications manager for the Chicago Cubs, the one and only Kevin Sagey. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me, Dan.
Kevin, as a communications guy, you know, we've all communicated to a certain extent. You have to share whatever is going on. These are going to be some good years. Last year was a lot more fun, fun communications to share with the Cubs lately.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, last year was such a memorable season. We had a lot of fun with it. I think we all expected a little bit better team on the field, but had no idea what was to come when we broke spring training. So it was a lot of fun. We expected to have an exciting young team, and as a result, you know, the area that I focus on, which is PR and social media, we wanted to ramp it up and have a little more fun. So we did that, and a lot of our fans noticed, and it really paid off with our efforts online.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it from a communication standpoint, and you've been with the Cubs for about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. What is it normally like, you know, press releases or maybe some updates on the website? But now, I mean, you're getting so many opportunities, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, to be able to share that fun side of the Cubs.
Yeah, so I get to wear two hats. Like you mentioned, I would do the PR, but then on the social piece, that's just been a game changer, I think, for both of us, really, on the team side and then on the media side, too. But for fans, it just gives access to the team that they didn't have before, and it's really changed the landscape. So for us, we try to give access to our players, to the team, and then really have that ongoing dialogue with fans and have fun with it. We've done some things this year, particularly on Twitter, where that's more of a conversational tool, where we can go back and forth, and we use animated GIFs of our players to reply to fans instead of just using text. And that's really, we've seen a lot of teams imitate that, and people really enjoy that. We give away prizes to our fans. We visit them in the ballpark. I mean, we do all kinds of things that have really taken off with fans. So it's been a lot of fun, a new addition to being a fan of baseball.
So even, you know, passing the time between games is one thing where fans can kind of talk, share their thoughts, share stuff on social media, their experiences. But, yeah, you guys are doing stuff even in the game. You think there's enough, you know, going on the field, but you're able to, like, do all those things within the game with the social media as well. And you have mentioned in this interview, we've only been maybe talking maybe 2 minutes or so, maybe 3 minutes, but you've mm-hmm. mentioned fun about like 18 times. And that is, you know, win or lose, Cub fans will agree that predominantly a Cubs experience, you know, and a Wrigley experience is all about fun. This team is fun. And now with Joe Maddon there, he came in and basically that's one of the, we want to win, but we want to have fun. And that's one of the most important things. So this is coming straight from the top. Fun is what you're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, knowing going into this year that the team was going to be a little better, I have to give credit to the whole organization, really, because we started in spring training with this fun voice. And, you know, we always have to stay true to the brand. We've got traditions that we, you know, hold at Wrigley Field that other teams can't claim, but, you know, also that fun atmosphere that you mentioned. So we started in spring training with a new voice, ramped it up a little bit, even including some humor. With that comes a little bit of risk, but we proposed to our executive team, here's what we want to do, here's the voice, here's some examples, and the engagement that comes with it. And to their credit, they really bought in, and we took off with it. So there have been studies done this year on social media. FanGraphs is one that looked at all the teams in baseball and how they interact with their fans. And the Cubs were number one in all of baseball, which we're really proud of.
Nice.
Of how many replies we send and how many favorites and retweets combined. So if you're a fan of the Cubs, you're most likely to get a reply from your favorite team. And I can't tell you how many times we've been out in public or at cocktail parties or at games or you name it, where people find out, you know, I'm one of the people that tweet from the Cubs or Instagram or Facebook, and they just go nuts because they've gotten a reply from us before, and they remember that story about when they got the reply from the Cubs. So to be able to have that impact on fans and be able to, you know, positively influence their experience with the team is really, really pretty cool.
You're like a baseball online Secret Santa. I mean, this is that's pretty well. It's cool, cutting edge, right? You know, with the facilities and all the things that the team is trying to do from top to bottom, from the record to everything involved with the team. When it comes to risk, I mean, this is a team with players that embrace risk. I mean, Chris Bryant dressed up as Elsa from Frozen. I mean, that's a risk. Now, these are young guys. Was it easy to kind of talk them into it, or is this these are some young players in this whole kind of texting, social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook is stuff that they're really comfortable with?
Yeah, it is. That's the nice thing is that you've got a younger squad that's really comfortable with the technology and that conversation, and they're craving that experience to interact with fans, and they're really good about that at the park with autographs and then also online. So it's really rewarding from our seat when you see players take our content and build off it. And you know, we have those conversations in person with them, but then also to see them, you know, and chat with them online is a lot of fun. So you see them share some of our Instagram content or our tweets. We go back and forth with some of the players, and I think our fans will enjoy knowing that that's all organic. So some of those conversations we don't know are going to happen, and fans can chime in and participate, and they're doing it in real time just like we are. And I think that's the fun aspect of social media.
Well, it's great. As more Cub fans are going to want to experience and get more Cubness, you know, to be able to offer the social media side, I think it is great. WGN has a lot of listeners from and a lot of Cub fans for sure, but not all of them are super social media savvy. So if people want to, you know, stick their big toe in the water of a Twitter and a Facebook and a social media, and they want to do that while holding you know, their Cubs foam finger hand high, so how can people get involved for people who don't know already?
Yeah, so you can whatever platform seems like the best fit. So, you know, there's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, a few popular ones. Snapchat has become a real popular platform, in particular with the younger demographic. So just signing up and playing around with them. And I still do that today. I mean, this is my job, and I find out about new platforms and have to create a profile and play around before we use it in a professional capacity.
So you're like, hold on, Mr. Rick. It's not now. I'm working on Snapchat right now.
You know, it's funny. He pays attention to this stuff and, like, likes to hear about what we're doing. And it's not uncommon for him to walk by my desk and ask how we trending. So I'll give him credit, even up to the owner. He's paying attention. But, yeah, so, if you know, once you kind of log on, there's a lot of people that join. And, you know, they're almost voyeurs, if you will, where, like, Twitter, for instance, is great for following news or following the team. If you just look up the Cubs and follow our accounts, and if you start tweeting and mention that you're here, you might actually, we might actually find you and reach out and say, "Hey, welcome to Wrigley Field. Where are you sitting?" And we've done that, and I think that's a really cool experience. Where Dane, if you came to the park, just said, "I'm at Wrigley Field for the first time," and didn't even tag the team, and then we found your tweet, said, "Hey, welcome. We'll come out and visit you," and then drop off a little gift. That's such a memorable experience, and we hope to do more of that going into 2016.
Oh, that's great. Oh, no, you love to see it. Number one, you love to see, you know, the success on the field, and everybody seems to have a laser focus when it comes to that. And we're starting to see the fruits of that labor come true. And then, but to find ways not only for the team to share more with the fans, but also for the fans to be able to share more of what it is that they're doing with you, I think is great. I think that it brings the community together. And I think we're looking forward to not only like a bright 2016, but also exciting 2016 online. And it's because of you, Kevin Sagy, of course, manager of communications for the Cubs. So pat yourself on the back, and thanks so much for being at WGN.
Well, Dane, thank you, and I got to say, it's a team effort. There are others here, you know, Travis.
Are you going to say you're...
There's plenty of others that are contributing, so I'd be reluctant to take all the credit, but I really appreciate that.
You're the communications guy, and of course, you're the online tech guy, but you're like going to do some normal sports things, like we're giving 110%. You know, we're doing all that.
You stick around for the engagement, and you might get a sales plug or two, but I think we try to find that balance, though.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for being in the show, and good luck, Cubs.
All right. Thanks so much, Dane. Really appreciate it.